no safety belt on them, right? In case Mr. Policeman decides to stop us inside, why haven't you put your safety belt on, Mrs. Woman?
Sorry, sir.
It's your responsibility to make sure that your passengers have their lesson.
So that'd be nice, wouldn't it? You'd be fined 12 quid for not having a safety belt on, and one on top of the 90 quid and the 40 quid and one in the middle. See the one where the trees are?
Yeah.
The front wall? That sort of set back one?
Yeah.
See it? Just there? The wall, the one with the... That's Pat's house. I think it still lives there, isn't it? Somebody used to live there.
Did he know you?
Pat? Yeah. I do know of him. I don't know him.
Did he know who you were?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I think so. There's not many people to tell.
Yeah, exactly.
But when I walked
in... Or your dad, or
you. When I walked in, I said, Mr. we meet again. I said, Stuart, isn't it?
Yes.
That's fair enough, isn't it?
Yes.
Where should we park today, dear? Back up to the fence today, shall we?
If you wish.
Likely.
Sure it's cold now.
Yeah, it's cold.
Squeezing that, do you?
No.
We'll manage somehow, won't we?
I hope so.
Still some of the old emotions here, isn't it? Still the holiday bits in the building society, actually, that I'm just in there. I'll put them in there and touched them. Yeah, that's the bits we put in there for the holiday. They're actually still in there. So, I'll probably watch what's in there. I know there wasn't a lot in there before. But, I mean, we've looked at all some of the holiday bits.
You're getting desperate.
Not all of it, but some of it. Some of it I didn't put in there.
There's a few hundred in the bank.
over the internet.
Poll tax, pay me search fee, and got a little bit of cash out. Ready's this. There's now at this moment in time, there's £550 in there. There'll be another 120 going today, so that's 670 in there at the moment. So, there's a few hundred in the builders' side. What do you mean, cross fingers? That's what there is.
It's not going to come up to any more than anything.
That's what's in there at the moment. I bought...
I'm making you destitute, aren't I, right, mate? We'd be starving in our garret together, darling.
There's a few hundred in the building society. And I saw you're interesting. I know it's gone down. I don't want to touch it. I'm going to leave it if I can. That was always my plan, if ever we needed it. The money. Okay,
so
I suppose.
Right.
Hello, Mr.
Hello, Scott.
How are you?
Oh, it's all right, good to see you.
Cheeky buzzer. I was going to be nice to you today at all. Okay, that's the end of trusting us. I know it's like a savers investment, but it never was the savers investment. I got the money, and it was a bit of a speculation. But unfortunately, it's not quite worked out the plan. Even with the market being depressed, there's still going to be £800 in there. I know that's making a loss. Well, I'd rather leave it if I can until it does. If we're absolutely desperate, then.
Is it hard getting them out? I don't know, all that kind of thing.
A few days. Phone them up. Find out what the price is, and if the price is. Whatever, then you take them out. Just say, right, okay, take the cash and then I'll send you a cheque in the post, more or less. But, as I say, yeah. Unfortunately, I mean, if I'd left it where it was, it would have been better. But, so, if we have to, we have to. I'd rather wait until...
It's worth taking out.
Until March, right. Up again.
I mean, it's not a good investment, is it? Speculative.
When I was advising people on unit trust things, that was always the price of your units may rise and as well as fall.
I mean, the safer investments, that's what I meant.
Oh yeah, but at the time,
and it didn't matter so much, did
it? It didn't matter so much at that particular time. And the market looked as though it was going to be quite buoyant. I wish I'd have took them out a long while ago when they were higher.
You invested them somewhere else.
Well, yeah,
like
you say, you had no idea.
No, it's one of them things that you don't know about.
I don't know what the latest price is on them.
They're being rude, that lad.
No.
And you wouldn't they?
No.
No, as if you would.
I'm all right. I'm all right, darling.
I'm better. Enough room for Jeannie on the end?
Yeah, she's only small.
Well.
I'll have it and last night. What did you call that, Tony? Oh, he's fucking horrible.
Tony was an ignorant pig. I couldn't help it. I was so angry with him. He's taking the piss out of me pulling a rafter. He wouldn't get out the bloody way.
He pushed me the other night. I fucking pushed him back.
I said,
he's
an ignorant pig. Shut your bloody mouth off.
You let her sometimes.
And when I walk said it. It was too bloody late. It was too late I'd said it.
Yeah. But he is, I think he's fucking
horrible.
I thought,
oh, Anne, you shouldn't say things like that to people. But you just come out and you're bloody ignorant pig, and I'd belt you one if you don't shut your gob.
They don't have hooks and crooks here, but they have fucking wife beaters.
I know I shouldn't have said it.
I don't like
it. So it come out of my mouth, I thought. But when it come out of my mouth, as soon as I said it, I thought, I shouldn't speak to people like that, but I said it, hadn't I done it?
The other night you brought
it.
It
come
factory out,
and that's what I felt at the minute. Taking the piss and what. He wouldn't get out the bloody way, and I'm trying to get through with that rack.
He roared out the factory the other night, that's what it was. He roared out the factory, and I told him, I said, your limit is 5 or 10 miles an hour. Like that, and he didn't like it. So when I was at, I always get the fuck in front. I don't care what it is. Age before booty, I say. Oh, isn't it me? Fucking the boys always save me a place. Anyway, he fucking pushed me and I fucking pushed him. Fucking lucky in the red light in the air, weren't he?
Well, I could have quite easily hit him last night.
Yeah. No, I
really could. I said to him, if you don't shut your bloody gob, I'll bell you one. He went, oh, she's getting angry.
He's good, that good. He weren't fucking no good last night keeping up with us, was he?
Well, I'm trusting.
No, but he's...
Oh, on racket, he's never done it before.
Well, he'll have to go out, won't he?
Yeah. I wouldn't help him.
I wouldn't. No, and I was Maxine said, the boys did at the end.
Maxine said, we're struggling up there. Look, he's got a basket full of bloody chickens all over us. And bloody goblins.
I don't like him, man. I'm sorry.
I don't. I admit it, I don't like him.
Looks fucking sly when you just look at him all like
that. Yeah. It's just something about him that you just... Oh. Well, I really honoured that. Shut your bloody gobbles on that. You're an ignorant pig, that's all you are. You should have heard them all. Oh, go on, Anne, go on.
Isn't it? No, it's horrible.
Yeah,
and I can't help it.
Right from the day he walked in, I didn't like him.
Some
when
people
he
put, do
when
like
he poked me in my arm and said, yeah. Oi, Mrs.
I
said, go on the bog. Do you remember when he come?
Maggie,
yeah, he went after her, didn't he?
He
ran out of the office too, or screeching by when we used to park down here. Racing out the bloody office and bored him out. It's not a bloody dirt track. There's a speed limit and there's people walking around. He could kill bloody somebody. He went balmy to him, didn't he?
Oh,
that was somebody that he'd come chasing after.
Yeah, what's her name? She used to be perhaps 5 till 10.
I know you mean.
Julie.
Yeah. Her face was scarlet, but he came racing out the office after when he heard the car go roaring past the office.
Yeah.
So the office was there then, weren't it?
Yeah.
You tried to kill somebody.
Lights await us today.
They can't even watch me.
They don't know today's rocking.
We did it all last night.
Look at it last night.
Apart from the drums and thighs.
The fucking chair was already done. The dressing that was covered. The other place was covered. I mean, people don't know. because, I mean, like, old age pension, you know, they will buy a place like that, but not.
We only be drumsticks now for parties, won't it, Jake?
Yeah.
I don't want much else.
So I know the order was high for the day on drums.
I mean, even the drums for us, mate. I'm looking to fill it in.
Yeah, don't put them in cash terms now.
You know what it is, holding.
Yeah,
holding
gripping
like
them to them drums.
And then I'm putting there, and there, then up there, then up.
We've got Maureen today, so I'll have to find somebody in place of her.
Where's Maureen?
She's on holiday. Something inside the rib, isn't there?
Hi, John.
Well, so I'm not sitting here much longer, I'm shaking here.
Do you want your overall, Jean?
When? Must be coming up, must be a year now, mustn't it?
Yeah, it is.
No, I can't remember exactly what month. Go on in, it's a cold.
Just under the... What's time anyway?
Round to close.